Arrived at Station X, laptops are out, the MiFi is being stolen by some new faces, cheeky gits we'll call them for now. What's your Twitter name?
Rasga.
Spelt?
R-A-S-G-A.
First time here?
Yes, it is indeed.
And at the moment all we've done is drink coffee, but there's some exciting stuff coming up soon. Twitter name?
Fils, F-I-L-C-E.
First time here?
Yes, first time here.
Another newbie. We won't tell them about the special stuff they have to do, which involves semi-nudity and feathers. You've been here before.
One or two times.
Twitter name?
GT_P.
GT_P. And another familiar face here, Mickey Strange.
Good morning. How are you?
You're looking quite awake, actually.
Yeah, it's the coffee.
And you're always here.
Lynn Jones, yeah. I live here.
But it's not spelled like normal Lynn.
It's L-I-N.
L-I-N. Minimalistic, nice and simple.
Hi, I'm Gridinok.
Gridinok.
G-R-I-D-I-N-O-C.
You're always spelling it. And you've got a nice funky new avatar, which is red on black. Colours I particularly like in avatars. Not everybody uses them, though, because it wouldn't stand out anymore. Hey, Computed has just wandered in with a bag full of tech, probably up to some heinous hacking on someone else's Wi-Fi today.
Good morning, Mrs. HB2B.
Yep, and you're here quite a lot as well.
That's because I work here.
Yep, definitely. Kelsey is over the other side of the room talking with Matt Barnstormed, and I'm going to hopefully collar Kelsey for a moment and ask her what's happening on the 5th and 6th. Interestingly, I'm testing a new version of Audio Boo, which has some bits and bobs on which I think are quite nice. If you are listening to Audio Boos and you click on a little arrow, you can see tags, a little bit more information about the booer, and the photo, which I like to see the photo bigger. I think sometimes people take a little bit of extra attention over illustrating their audio with a good photograph, and it's nice to see it full screen. You guys have had a quick look at the new version of Audio Boo. What's your verdict?
I like it. I like the bigger pictures and being able to see the tags that people have put on them. I don't know whether you can search on the tag and click, but that'd be cool as well.
Yeah, we need to have a bit more of a play, don't we? And you like it too?
I do indeed, yes. Looks great.
So far it's unanimous with everybody that's seen it liking it, so that's good. It'd be interesting to see if that heads off into the iPhone store soon. Interesting how many people here with Nokias complaining that they can't boo as yet. I did say get an iPod Touch, but wait a couple of weeks, because very, very exciting things I think are going to be happening with the iPod Touch in September, and that is the addition of a camera and a microphone, which would just be fantastic. Now that the phone has got so many extra bits and bobs, I think it would make sense to add a couple of these little features to the iPod Touch. It won't take any sales away from the iPhone, I'm sure of that, because I'm sure. So I'd be tempted, but I don't need any more devices, too many as it is. I'm walking into a let's listen to this private conversation.
We're talking about you don't want to hear this conversation, to be honest.
Can I just have a very, very quick 5th and 6th, what's happening for people that might be interested in coming to Bletchley Park for the Enigma reunion?
5th and 6th of September is the weekend of the 70th anniversary of the outbreak of war and the arrival of the Codebreakers at Bletchley Park. And to commemorate this weekend, we're having Enigma machines and other cipher equipment from all over the world, private collectors and museums, coming to display here. It's an absolute world first. It's extremely exciting. And in addition to that, we've got around about 120 Bletchley Park Codebreakers coming along and reuniting them with some of the machines that they worked on during the war, cracking codes and possibly never even saw.
Wowzers. There's going to be some stuff here that people just have never seen before as well, outside of GCHQ, for example.
GCHQ are coming along, and they're bringing along equipment that I don't think has ever been seen in public before. Also, the National Cryptologic Museum from the United States. They're coming along and joining in.
If they get through customs.
If they get through customs. Now, that's a big if. We're a bit worried about that, but I'm sure that they've got friends in high places.
Let's hope so. There's been a lot of people stopped at the border, shall we say, probably all with strange accents, with very interesting boxes of cryptological law technology. So I can't wait. I can't wait. Matt, you'll be here, won't you?
On the 6th.
Yes, we'll both be here, hopefully gathering some interviews, some audio, some HD video. Bletchley Park have very kindly put a little room aside for us, or at least will, nudge. And we'll be able to set up a nice little studio and hopefully capture some stories from people that were here way back then. I'm quite excited about it. So that's what all you need to know, really, about the 5th and the 6th. So if you're in the area, come along. If you're not in the area, come along as well. It'll be well worth it. Impromptu Station X get together as well. Any number of geeks that get together in a room at the same time at Bletchley Park, let's just call it a Station X get together. See you then. I'm going to get back on with my coffee. I've probably had too much already. And then today we're going to the cinema. We've got a projectionist coming in to show us some films. Quite exciting because the cinema here is absolutely awesome. And I'll try and do a recording from there later on. Thanks for listening.